Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После 1 и 2 прослушиваний у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов №1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
Sitting around drinking coffee has never been one of my favourite things to do, but I do love playing games, and so do some of my mates. So, we've decided to meet at weekends and do that in a cafe. The place we go to has got a lot of fun things to choose from, and sometimes we bring our own. It's a nice, quiet and relaxed place. And never too busy, so we like it.
Speaker B. I work in an advertising agency and creativity is a focus. I meet with clients in our offices quite often, but more and more I've started asking them to meet me at a cafe down the street from our building. The atmosphere and decor are really arty, and the clients tend to feel a bit more relaxed when we meet there. I think both myself and my clients can come up with more interesting ideas for campaigns while we're there. Speaker C.
Cafes have almost become like living rooms. It reminds me of that TV series Friends, where they drink coffee on a big sofa as if they're at home. In fact, a lot of cafes have put televisions up on the wall. It's usually just in the background so it doesn't steal your attention. It's not to everyone's taste, but I think it's nice to look up occasionally and see a bit of current affairs or a sporting event.
Speaker D.
For those of us who like to spend hours with a good book, a cafe is an excellent place to do it. That is, of course, if it's not one with loud music, big screen TVs and loads of noisy people. There are quite a few of those in my area, and they're obviously not interested in keeping my business. That's okay. I've got at least 2 or 3 to choose from that cater to bookworms like myself.
Speaker E.
I think there are more cafes in my town than people. That's what life is like in the Mediterranean. The weather's nice most of the year, and it's great to sit outside, catch up on everyone's news, and, of course, do people watching. The best places to do that are in sightseeing areas, with lots of people walking up and down the pavement, looking at the sights and enjoying the day. You see all walks of life in these places.
Speaker F. There are lots of different cafes in my town. A surprising number, in fact. To be honest, I don't know how they all stay in business. A few of them have really bad interiors. Bright fluorescent lighting, tacky furniture, even cracked plates. I hardly ever see anyone in them either. In my opinion, the look and feel of a cafe is the most important thing. Otherwise, it's not going to be successful. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
Sitting around drinking coffee has never been one of my favourite things to do, but I do love playing games, and so do some of my mates. So, we've decided to meet at weekends and do that in a cafe. The place we go to has got a lot of fun things to choose from, and sometimes we bring our own. It's a nice, quiet and relaxed place, and never too busy, so we like it.
Speaker B. I work in an advertising agency and creativity is a focus. I meet with clients in our offices quite often, but more and more I've started asking them to meet me at a cafe down the street from our building. The atmosphere and decor are really arty, and the clients tend to feel a bit more relaxed when we meet there. I think both myself and my clients can come up with more interesting ideas for campaigns while we're there.
Speaker C.
Cafes have almost become like living rooms. It reminds me of that TV series Friends, where they drink coffee on a big sofa as if they're at home. In fact, a lot of cafes have put televisions up on the wall. It's usually just in the background so it doesn't steal your attention. It's not to everyone's taste, but I think it's nice to look up occasionally and see a bit of current affairs or a sporting event.
Speaker D.
For those of us who like to spend hours with a good book, a cafe is an excellent place to do it. That is, of course, if it's not one with loud music, big screen TVs and loads of noisy people. There are quite a few of those in my area, and they're obviously not interested in keeping my business. That's okay. I've got at least two or three to choose from that cater to bookworms like myself.
Speaker E.
I think there are more cafes in my town than people. That's what life is like in the Mediterranean. The weather's nice most of the year, and it's great to sit outside, catch up on everyone's news, and, of course, do people watching. The best places to do that are in sightseeing areas, with lots of people walking up and down the pavement, looking at the sights and enjoying the day. You see all walks of life in these places.
Speaker F. There are lots of different cafes in my town. A surprising number, in fact. To be honest, I don't know how they all stay in business. A few of them have really bad interiors. Bright fluorescent lighting, tacky furniture, even cracked plates. I hardly ever see anyone in them either. In my opinion, the look and feel of a cafe is the most important thing. Otherwise, it's not going to be successful. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.